I'm Chelsea.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Mike. And you're listening to Neighborhood Radio.
Hey guys, it's on. You guys heard of Neighborhood Radio?
Neighborhood Radio?
Oh, I love that.
So here's like all the stuff I have in my room, right? So I know I've told you this like a million times. What?
I was just giving you confirmation that I heard you.
Okay, yeah, cool. Thanks. I don't need that, but thanks. Just kidding. I'm growing.
Okay.
I do need that. Okay. Thanks. Okay, so like I know I've told you this like a thousand times, but like I was totally just like a little egg that was dropped off in a cornfield. And, like, I know that my parents, Stacy and Jonathan, like, they're always trying to, like, be like, I love you, son, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I know better. Like, Brad and I talk all the time about, like, there's no way I'm, like, related to those weirdos. So, anyway, I have, like, I've been building all these things, like, satellite dishes, like, telegram machines, like, all these communication devices to, like, get in touch
with. Is that what all these popsicle sticks is?
Yeah, so you can see over here is, like, Popsicle Stick Mountain, and I have, like, a bunch of, like, metal things, like, staples and stuff tied to them, because that's how you get, like, the Earth's energy, like, the rays of the sun, like, magnets in there. And then, like, over here you'll see, like, toothpick. There's a lot of toothpicks over there, but that's, like...
There's a lot of toothpicks.
Yeah, I've been collecting them, like, from school. I ask all the teachers if they have any sort of toothpicks and stuff, and, like, I get them, and I tape them together, and then that's how, like, I can talk to my alien parents. Like, I whisper things to the toothpicks, and then it goes in outer space and stuff. But, like, okay, so over here I have, like, all this whole radio collection, because, like, some of them are, like, old, and some of them are, like, really old, and some of them are, like, really, really old. So, like... There's all these different ways that, like, I can get in touch with, like, my alien parents.
Wow. So this is a ham radio right over here, that one in the radio collections?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got this from an old dead guy. I found him by the train tracks. Yeah.
You found the guy by the train tracks?
Yeah, he was dead. And so I took his radio because he wasn't using it, am I right? And I brought it home.
I guess not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you report the body?
I didn't do it, no.
Oh.
But, like, I don't know.
Okay.
Really, yeah. I mean, most of the stuff actually is from dead people. Like, a lot of those toothpicks are from dead people. A lot of those.
How many people die around here?
Oh, there's a lot of dead people. Me and Brad, like, we go down to the pond sometimes, and we just go fishing, and instead of fish, we get dead people on the line.
Wow.
Yeah.
That seems scary.
I don't know. We, like, grew up that way, so it's, like, our normal. So, like, trauma's only trauma if you frame it that way, you know?
I never thought of it that way.
Wait,
is that somebody
eating
a baby carrot?
Not
here's
me, brother.
Eating a baby. You're not eating a baby carrot. I love baby carrots. They're a little sweet.
Yeah, they're a little sweet, right? That's fun. Yeah. It's one of my radios, dude. Dude, one of my radios is making noise. Dude.
Oh, is that the dead guy radio? Or the other dead guy radio?
They're both dead guy radios, okay?
Both dead guy radios.
Is there anybody out there? Hello, is there anybody out there?
Who is that?
Hello.
Can anybody hear me?
Yes.
How are you talking to? It's the other microphone. There's like three different microphones. Which one?
I don't know if they can hear
me.
I just respond.
Up one or the down?
I just respond in the room and maybe they know. Like, I don't know, dude.
I think it's this walkie-talkie.
Hello? Is there anybody freaking out there? Hello?
Here, you
is
take
anybody
it.
Freaking out there?
Okay, thanks.
Hello?
Hi. Yeah, this is like Tucker. Hello. Who is this?
Freaking
say
Tucker?
Over.
Over.
What?
Over.
What's over?
You gotta say over after over.
Over. I'm done talking over.
Well, it's freaking over. I can't understand what you're freaking saying.
Who is this? Really who clear. Is this? Who is this and what do you want? Also, how can you talk
is when this Tucker's I have the button
pressed down? This is Chevy freaking Thompson. I'm sending out an SOS to anybody in the neighborhood that can hear me.
Who's Chevy freaking Thompson?
Grumble, it's just like Sting. What do you want?
Oh.
Listen, I've uncovered a giant conspiracy, and I need somebody to come down here into my underground tunnel / bakery and confer with me. I can't trust anybody.
Tucker.
But I guess I can trust you.
Tucker, maybe he's talking about how he knows who your parents really are.
Dude, do you really think that, Grumble?
What other conspiracies could be happening in the neighborhood when there's only dead people? There's no conspiracy about that. It's just, it's got to be you.
That's a really good point. Okay, and like, yeah. I know how to get to the tunnels because I was down there once with Mike. Oh my God. Okay.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, yeah, we didn't respond.
Hello?
Sorry.
Hello?
You didn't say over, hello. So I didn't know if you were
hello.
Done talking over.
Hello?
I don't hello. Think he can hear you because he's talking while you're talking.
Hello?
Yeah, I don't think
come
it
down
works.
To my freaking bakery ASAP. ASAP.
All right, we're going down to the
my
bakery.
Bakery underground.
Oh my God, this walkie-talkie like
come alone.
Work. Oh my God.
I might look on Google Maps.
Yeah, look on Google Maps just to make sure we're right.
Underground bakery. It looks like it's directly below us.
All right, that's just what I thought.
Well, it's directly below us and like 200 feet to the left. West,
okay.
East.
Knock,
west.
Knock. Tucker.
Hi.
Are you in there, Tucker?
Yeah, dude.
Hi, Brad.
Hey, come in.
Oh, what's up, Grumble?
Yeah, not much.
So sorry.
Grumble my best grump.
Dude. Hey, sorry. I was like working at 7-Eleven, dude. Sorry. What's up?
Dude, did you bring me my snack size Three Musketeers like I demanded?
Listen, I got you two.
Did you grab me a 3-foot long Slim Jim?
Hell yeah, dude. I got you three because they were on sale two for $3.
Oh, I'm going to tie them all together at the end so it's a 9-foot long Slim Jim.
Dude.
I'm going to munch on this bad boy the whole time.
Dude, what's good? All right, what are we up to tonight?
Okay, Brad.
We found Tucker's dad, maybe.
Yeah, my dad's in a tunnel
what?
Underground.
What? Are you freaking serious? Oh my God, we have to go like right freaking now,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. So like, get your party pants on, right. Boys, because we're going on a trip.
They're already on. Yeah.
Oh, I don't normally wear pants, but I'll put on pants for this one.
Yeah, you can borrow these ones.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me take these ones off.
You can borrow my extra long, big ones.
I need the shorter ones. I need, because I got short legs like Tucker.
I'm like a corgi, but a human.
It's true.
Yeah, you're my little freaking corgi, dude.
All right, I'll put these ones on. It's got football pattern on it. I like it. It's really good.
Nice.
That's perfect.
That's good,
dude. All right, guys, follow me outside. Okay.
Click.
Click.
Jump over this log.
Oh my God. Whoa. I trip.
All right.
Grumbo. I'll help you up.
All right. Watch out for this branch.
I hit my head every time.
Oh no, I hit
you. I hit Grumbo too.
Oh my God, dude. All right, guys. See
this
that?
This is a crazy adventure.
See that well in front of us? Like, that's what. Okay, there's a rope that Mike tied to that tree behind it, and then we just like took that rope down, and then it brought us to the tunnels. Okay, so we got to take the rope down.
We climbed the rope.
Yeah, we climbed the rope down.
I'll go first. It's fine.
Okay.
You
just jump.
All right. I'm down.
He just jumped.
All right, I'll go next. Okay. I'm not going to jump.
Okay.
I'll catch you, little man. I'll catch
you. Grumbo, I do this little thing when I go down and I get onto the rope. Here, if you listen as I go over, I go, I'm going down, down, baby, down into the tunnels. Boom, boom, baby.
Down, down, baby.
Going
down,
to my
down,
best friend, Brad. Boom, boom,
baby. Down, down to the tunnels. Going down, down to the tunnels. I slip. Ah!
I caught you, little man.
Oh, man. It's a good thing I'm... My skin's made of felt.
Dude, good.
Yeah, you're so like soft. Thanks, man.
I weigh 5 pounds.
So like, yeah, Chevy Thompson is down here somewhere, and he said that like he had a
Chevy Thompson.
Yeah,
I said his full name is Chevy freaking Thompson.
Yeah, 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 dude. Like what?
I don't know what that means. Is that him?
Yeah, dude.
Hello.
Yeah, follow my voice, dude.
No, you follow my freaking voice, asshole.
What?
Asshole.
Okay.
Do you know this guy?
Yeah, he tried to.
Yeah, dude.
I think he tried to bomb a bank once or something. But it was like.
Yeah, cool. You were there, Tucker.
Yeah, it was like really cool.
He took you hostage.
Yeah, it was really, like, he was really cool.
That was this guy. Was really cool. I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, it was a really fun day.
Yeah, dude.
It felt like camp.
Is it? Every time you told me about it, you told me when you told me, you said he tried to chainsaw an entire bank down.
Yeah, it was like impressive.
Sick.
That's not a feat for the faint of heart.
And then the next time you said he tried to eat the entire bank.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet he did.
Stomach of steel.
Oh, that's true?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure, totally.
That's scary. Okay. All right.
Well, I've heard I was just going to say, like, I've heard that we're only scared of things that we don't understand yet. And so maybe he's just, like, misunderstood.
Yeah, he, like, totally is. He's got, like, a bakery. Like, people who bake aren't evil, obviously.
I do like baked goods.
All right, let's go. Let's go find them.
All right, Gumbo. It's really wet. Can I ride on one of your guys' shoulders?
Yeah, come here. I'll piggyback. You can piggyback ride on me too.
Yeah, and I'll get on Grumbo's shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah, hop on, dudes. I can get you both. Remember I said I was like bench pressing and like going to the gym and stuff. So I got you guys.
Yeah.
All right, let's onwards and upwards.
Wait, northwest. Me too.
All right.
Squishy me.
All right. We're good. Yeah. Fine. All right. We're good.
You're so
we're good.
Soft.
We're good. All right. Northwest, dudes. Northwest.
Okay. I got the compass.
Oh, all right. Northwest.
So I got to keep everything in my mouth.
Oh, sick, dude.
That's where I keep my tongue.
I like the Slim Jim. So do I.
Yeah.
Do you want some Slim Jim?
It's crazy.
Yeah, can I nibble?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody take a nibble. I'm going to put it all back in my mouth for storage.
Okay.
That's for Slim Jim.
No problem.
Guys, do you
walking and walking.
Guys, I have like a guy question.
Yeah, dude, what's
we're
up?
We're all just
I'm a
couple of dudes here.
Yeah, like while we're just walking to
I'm
this
like a
conspiracy,
guy.
Like when you guys eat Slim
Jims,
do you guys have like spicy pee?
Yeah, what is that, dude? Like, I had like 12 of them after my last shift at 7-Eleven, and when I went to pee, I like cried, and then my mom Tiffany was like, "What's the matter, Brad?" And I was like, "It hurts when I piss."
I don't pee,
dude. What?
Oh,
I don't pee.
Is that why you're so damp now?
No, it's because of the water. I just excrete a waste cube.
Oh,
it kind of covers everything. I do it through my cloaca.
Wait.
Oh.
Dude, was that what was on my bed? Dude, did you just waste on my bed earlier?
Oh, maybe. Sometimes it happens when I sleep, but it's so solid and gelatinous that I usually just pick it up, toss it out, and it smells like grapefruit.
Sick,
dude! I thought that was.
I wish
a Rubik's
my jizz
cube.
Smelled like that.
Like your what?
I thought it was a toy. I was playing with it.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, you shouldn't play with it. It's still waste.
I don't know. It was fun.
Oh, all right, dudes. We arrived at Chevy Thompson's door. Do you guys, Tucker? Do you remember what the secret knock was?
Let me try. I think it was like. Boom, boom, cha, boom, 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 cha.
All right, do it.
Okay. Cha! Cha!
What do you want?
Yo, dude, it worked!
Where is it? Who frickin' is it?
Mr. Thompson, sir, it's me, Tucker, son of the aliens, and I have, my confidants, Brad, and, Invisible Furball Grumbo, here to attend your, informational session. Thank you, sir.
I can only be seen by the pure of heart. Oh, shh, okay.
Shh. Wait, what? Real quick. All right, everybody, get in here. Get in here. Okay, okay, all right. Okay, all right, okay. Get it. And okay, slam okay, door. Okay. Jesus Christ, what are you trying to give my cover away?
What?
You don't need to announce who you are every freaking time you come here.
You I'm asked Grumbo. Us who we were. Should we not have said anything?
Who the fuck is this fuzzy little thing?
You can see me?
Yeah, I can freaking see him. Who is he? That's... Can I trust him?
Yeah,
I'm if you Grumbo. Can see him, only the you're... pure of heart can see me.
Yeah.
Oh, then there must be a mistake, buddy, because I'm not pure of heart.
Oh. Whoa. I got to reevaluate everything in my life.
Grumbo.
Yeah.
What?
Grumbo, do you think God messed up?
Not dude. He made him perfect.
Whoa.
Maybe.
Okay, cool.
Listen. Everybody sit down.
Okay, what?
Everybody sit down and shut the frick up.
Yeah.
Listen, I got big news. Big.
Is it my dad's?
Is it Tucker's dad?
What? How would I know who Tucker's frickin' dad is? I'm Chevy frickin' Thompson.
Is it an alien?
What? It could be. Oh my God, this all makes frickin' sense. All right, listen.
It could be,
I'm about to unveil to you my Wallace secrets. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
I got the curtain covering it. What? Stop talking over each other.
Okay.
Okay. Like, should we stop talking now?
We should stop talking already.
Like, just try something.
No, we should stop talking.
Okay, we should stop talking over each other.
At this point, we should both not be talking.
Okay, this is the point that we should stop talking.
Yeah, I agree with that. We're not talking
okay,
anymore.
Okay, no, Tucker, you should stop talking. I'm going to stop talking.
Now. Were we wrong? Should we keep talking? Was that
I don't know if we
time?
Should keep talking.
I'm not sure.
Everybody
right.
shut
okay.
up.
Okay.
Everybody shut up. They could be listening right now. I don't even freaking know. I tried to turn off all of my electronical devices.
Devices? Whoa.
Devices? Who is Devices?
I think it's related to Andrew Dice Clay. I don't know why, but it makes me feel like that.
Tucker, shut up.
What?
I've got to explain this. Big conspiracy. All right. Are you ready for me to unveil my wall of secrets?
Yes, we said yes like 10 minutes ago, dude.
Like so long
you
ago.
You keep freaking talking. Stop
Sorry.
Talking. All right. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I don't know why my curtain's making that noise. I'm sorry. Please excuse me.
God, you gotta get that fixed, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
Listen.
Distracting.
What does this look like to you?
The curtain?
Yeah, it looks like a curtain.
The wall.
It looks like a lot of red string wrapped around pictures.
A lot of red string.
Of
Oprah
Winfrey. I
actually ran out of red string. Oprah Winfrey has something to do with this. I ran out of red string, so what I had to do was I had to paint the tan string red using my own frickin' blood. So that's why there's different shades of red up there. Anyways, I've uncovered a conspiracy the likes of which you have never heard of before.
It's true. Okay? I haven't heard of it.
What? I'm sorry. Keep going. What?
What? No, we haven't heard of it before. Keep telling
us. Tucker, stop eating my cookies.
I just found this on the corner. I thought it was for the session, the informational session.
You gotta pay for that. I'm
Is
a bakery.
Is this a croissant?
Ooh.
That's a croissant.
Wait, un croissant? Whoa.
Yeah, it's a croissant. Croissant.
Croissant.
Croissant.
Croissant.
Croissant.
Croissant.
Croissant.
All right, enough. All right, you know what? That's the day olds that didn't get sold in the bakery yesterday. Go ahead, eat it, Tucker.
Is this the person who killed JFK? I'm going to eat it.
Yes. What? The croissant?
The croissant that I just ate killed JFK?
Yes.
I saved America.
But that's okay. We were not talking about JFK. He's a lost cause anyway. I don't really give a shit about him.
Been a while.
Listen, I have stumbled upon a black hole in the neighborhood.
Tucker, is that politically correct?
Yeah, we all got black holes. It's not a big deal.
Oh, okay.
It's a vortex. It sucks you up into different dimensions. As you can see on the wall to the left, northwest of the left, you can see this picture that I've circled. This is the location of the black hole.
Oh.
Whose house is this? Somebody answer me.
That looks like Mike's house.
That's Mike's house, exactly.
Whoa,
now
dude.
Now tell me a little bit. The neighborhood started to go to shit as soon as Mike moved in and he turned his radio on.
Yeah, he's bad company.
Listen to me.
What?
Exactly. I think that there is some sort of interdimensional time traveling that's happening at Mike's house. I don't know whether he's a part of it or not. Now, I have talked to Mike in casual and business professional conversations before. I can neither confirm nor deny whether he is evil or not at this point in time. It's just all suspicion. But I do know for a fact. I tossed a pen into this pot of Mike's house. And guess what happened to the pen?
It turned into a fairy.
It disappeared.
Oh.
It disappeared. The pen is no more.
Well, what is that?
Do you need a new pen?
Yeah.
I'm okay with pens. I don't really use pens. I use my iPad.
Yeah,
thank you, though.
Grumble has one in his mouth. It's like where he keeps his stuff.
I've got three.
It's okay. I don't really use pen. I got carpal tunnel. I can't really write no more. That's why I use the iPad.
That's sad, you know? It's sad.
But thank
you.
It's okay. I'm getting up there in age. It happens. It's okay. Listen. What do I do with this information? I don't know. I turned the radio on. I said, whoever I communicate with next on the radio, that's who I need to help me solve this problem.
That seems really risky considering that Mike has a radio too. What if he's in on it? What if we have to assassinate Mike with this gun?
Oh, Grumbo, you have a gun too? I have a gun.
No, you just have a lot of guns laying around.
Yeah, I do. Oh, that's my gun. I thought that was your gun. Sorry, I apologize.
I don't have a license.
That's okay. I don't either. Don't believe in those. That's the government interfering with my abilities and my freedoms here. So
is this edible?
Not really. Yeah, go ahead. Eat it.
I was like,
That could come in handy.
Yeah, that's like a pretty good idea. I'll eat one too.
What?
Go ahead. I believe in you. You can get that down. Yeah. No, come
God,
on.
Really,
you freaking.
You got to unhinge your jaw.
It doesn't. It's not working. Do you have a smaller guns I can eat?
Dude.
You have any smaller guns?
I know I've been like really quiet this whole time.
Hey, Brad.
Kind of just been like taking all the information in.
Yeah, you've been writing in the corner.
Do you mind if I.
Like a little stenographer.
Yeah. I have been
taking
notes, dude. Because, like, my memory hasn't been as great as it has been. Yeah, I'm, like, trying to get ready for college. Chevy Thompson, do you have, like, a bathroom? My stomach, after all the Slim Jims and Mountain Dew I consumed on my shift at 7-Eleven, it's not feeling so good. Yeah, it's right over there. You go use it. Thanks, dude. I appreciate it. All right, I'll be right back.
He's pointing toward a bucket in the corner.
Yeah, it's my bucket.
So
listen to me. I just told you what I know. And so I need some freaking help. Chevy Thompson can't do it on its own.
So Chevy, what's the plan? We gotta break into Mike's house in the middle of the night?
Is that what you think we should do? I mean, I'm a
I don't know.
Criminal,
I'm just a,
but I've never
I'm a
come
little
across
puppet man.
Is that what
Did
you
say
think
you're a criminal?
I am a criminal. That of which the likes have never seen before, but I have never trespassed on a private property that a neighbor has owned before. This is new uncharted territory for me. That's why Chevy Thompson, I have a very hard time reaching out for help. Chevy Thompson reached out for help.
Mr. Thompson, sir?
Yeah.
Do you mind if, Ambassador Grumbo and I and, Ambassador, Brad, when he gets back from shitting his brains out from the bathroom, Do you mind if we just step aside and confer with each other about the information that has been disseminated on our atop us?
Yes, but hurry, because this could be time. What do they call it? Time sensitive.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that's it. That doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound right.
Is it fragile? Not? Am I mixing mincing my words?
Yeah, try a different one.
Fragile.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Time break.
Time loan.
Time.
Happenstance.
Time.
Lonely.
Yeah, time alonely sounds good.
Time.
Grumble, come over time to the side. Time alonely
sounds
right.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, dudes. Sorry. That was a really quick shit.
No, it's okay.
That was your fastest shit that you've ever taken.
Dude, you were.
Thanks, Grumble. I love you, man.
You were smelling bad, and I could tell that it was like air shit coming out of your butthole. So I knew that you had to go. Like, I'm so in tune with you, dude. I get it.
17 Slim Jims, dude.
Wow, that's a lot of Slim Jims.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, so like,
is that a dog? What's up?
Like, Mr. Thompson is like telling us that. Like Mr. Mike's house has like a black hole in it, like because he put a pen and lost it there. Like, do we believe him or like should we do something?
He wants us to assassinate Mike or break into his house or something.
I don't think he said that, dude.
Yeah, Grumbo, okay.
Chill. I don't think he said assassinate.
I don't know. There's been a lot of downtime.
Dude, you like moved to that really freaking quick.
Like, that's what I thought you were saying. Nobody mentioned it, and then all of a sudden you swallowed a gun, and then you brought it up.
This is just feeling really wild. Wild card. It's a new era for Grumbo.
No, but it's fine. I'm not judging. Wow. Like, let my open communication show. I'm not judging you, dude.
Grumbo's kind of a maverick, don't you think?
I don't get the reference, but I'm going to yes and you anyway.
Yeah, just do it. Okay, so, like,
yes,
should we help Chevy Thompson and do like whatever he tells us to do? Like, is that the right thing? Like,
well, apparently he's pure of heart, so there's no reason not to.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you're right.
Yeah, that was quite a revelation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. And, all right, Tucker, you lead the conversation.
Okay. And also, guys, like, I just want to thank you for being here while we found out that this had nothing to do with my biological alien father.
We're going to find him, Tucker.
Dude. That's okay. We're going to freaking find him, dude.
I'm
saying freaking like Chevy Thompson.
The truth is out there.
Are you sure that Claire is not your mom?
Yeah. I don't know. She like might be, but I really think I'm an alien though. But like she's kind of weird too. So like, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe she's an alien. I don't know how is it that we can have that many kids and survive?
Yeah, that's like a really good point.
Are you guys done? Are you freaking guys done? This is time hurt. Sensitive material.
Yes, sir. We're done. We're gonna start. We're gonna start trotting back to you. Trot.
Such a small space. You didn't even have to trot away.
Yeah. Well, we like to trot. We have small legs. Yeah. I'm built like a corgi.
Well, are you gonna help me or not? I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. No. We'll do it.
Yes.
Are you sure,
Mr. Chevy Thompson, sir? The tribunal of three has conferenced, and we agree to help you identify the black hole that may be residing within Mr. Michael's property, sir.
Saluting.
The hawk meets at midnight thrice tomorrow.
All right, the buttercup shall sway at the meeting.
The crinkle cut fries drench the sorrows of the betrothed on the hour of their courtship with a side of ketchup.
That was speak good, Grumble.
Nothing of this, young tater tots.
Tater tot two signing off.
Tater tot.
All right, get
one.
The frick out of here.
Oh, okay.
Go, shoot.
Oh, okay,
shoot, get out of here. Get out of here.
Wow, that
was so weird.
That was so
Tucker,
weird.
Brad, I think we got a lot of work to do, but you know what I think we should do before that?
What?
We should go get some Neapolitan ice cream from the store and just drench that mofo in sprinkles.
Yeah, dude, that grandpa, so this is one of my favorite grandpa. Best friends.
I just got an idea. What? All this being underground reminds me. We should get some gummy worms and put it in the ice cream.
That's so good, dude. Mm-hmm. Gummy worms.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Gummy worms. Gummy worms. Gummy worms.
And then we assassinate Mike.
What?
No, is that not what we're doing?
We can talk about that. Okay. After ice cream.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I feel like this is, we're leaving on an awkward note now, dude.
Are we? Oh.
I don't know.
Hello.
Who is that?
Hello.
Oh, guys, we should get out of here. I got a really bad feeling.
Hey, guys.
I got a really bad feeling. Let's go.
What's that? What is that?
Hey, guys, it's me, Betty.
Is that Betty Bumpson, dude?
What are you guys doing in the tubes and the tunnels? This is where I live.
It's so crazy that you'd be introduced so late into our adventure.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that you should get out of the tunnels. It's not safe for you.
Oh, what's down here?
It's none of your business. Just stay off my property. Bye.
Dude, that was like so weird, but also she's like so hot.
Did she have blood all over?
A finger coming out of her neck? Dude, she gives me the creeps. So.
She's like an alt girl.
You gotta go. Yeah, maybe she's like just mysterious, dude. Rawr.
I don't know. Is that what humans are supposed to look like?
My kind of human.
Oh, jeez. All right, I'm gonna climb the rope and leave and get some ice cream.
Yeah, ice cream.
Ice cream.
Ice cream. Ice cream. Ice cream. Ice cream.